We've been talking a lot about gun violence here on the show. School shootings, home invasions, road rage incidents, workplace violence, drive-bys, and even riots are on the rise around our country. If you're concerned about your safety and that of your family, students, and coworkers, I want to tell you about a great new company in Texas, Armor Upfitters, founded by USMC combat veteran Billy Gibbons. Armor Upfitters manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protection products to keep you safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Whether in your home, car, school, or office, Armor Upfitters has the protective gear you need to survive such a situation. They can even take your favorite family photo, your diploma, or even your state flag and turn it into a state-of-the-art bulletproof shield, a truly beautiful work of art you can hang on your wall for instant access anytime. Please visit armorupfitters.com, A-R-M-O-R, upfitters.com, and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Well, hello and happy Friday, Joe Giganti, your regular Joe with you. Now we begin in mere moments, Open Line Friday. You get to pick any topic you wish, whether it's one we've discussed, one you think deserves more attention, one that I possibly, if it's even possible, could have missed. Doesn't matter. No holds barred. 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737. Plenty to talk about today, including we do have a question of the day that I would like to get your thoughts and feedback on. There's been a recent Project Veritas video that just came out in the last 24 hours exposing Pfizer apparently wanting to bring gain-of-function research, or maybe already have, to our shores on COVID. Now, ostensibly, it's because they want to be prepared to prevent any future outbreaks, but it's really because they want to make a lot of money. We'll get into that in mere moments, but I want to know, what do you think should be done to Pfizer? Remember, they've been given immunity from prosecution for the jab as it stands. But now, feeling a little bit bold, they're taking it to the next level. I've got the sound. Would like to know what you think when you weigh in at 888-737-1737. Before we get there, we just concluded the headline roundup in a rare standoff of a tie. Producer Steve, who's never had a losing week, stands the chance of, technically a tie is not a loss. But when you played sports in high school, right?
What, oh, yeah.
You were football.
Football and golf.
Well,
curling.
There's no tying in golf, but I mean, not in the traditional. But if you had a football game.
Sure there is.
And you had, well, okay, but football's more important.
Between two players and there's a playoff.
Football's more important. Stick with the thing. So in football, if you had a tie, did you walk away feeling like you won that day?
Oh, that's a sister kisser. You feel like, you lost.
Well, then, no pressure, but I'm going to give you...
And by sister kisser, that was not a reference to Ilhan Omar.
Well, then, not that there's anything wrong or anyone's
judging. Not
that
there's anything wrong with
that. I mean,
that.
It violates the law, but beyond that, and not the incest laws, the actual immigration laws.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, we were not saying anything about Ilhan, incest is best, Omar. No, but you have one more headline. Now, as I told our wonderful merry band of regulars at the start of the headline roundup, I was chastised by Mrs. Regular Joe last week for changing the order as she had given me the headlines. And now as we're tied, I have to choose, do I go with the next headline in the stack or do I pull one that I think would be even more challenging for you to answer? And while I am an independent man willing to make his own decisions, and I'm not hamstrung
anything. I would do what your wife says, or there'll be big trouble.
I'm going to do what my wife suggests. Actually, I have a reason. But here's the headline. Now, the choices are you get it right, and then you eke out a minor victory. You get it wrong, you have your first losing week. Or you could, I will give you the option, you can just walk away and take the tie, which is like a loss.
I'll go for it, Joe.
Not that I was trying to, in any way goad you into going with it. All right, so here, bank sacks top executive for urinating on plane passenger.
Ooh. So a bank fires a top executive for peeing on...
Wait, we're a high-class show. Urinating, please. Urination. We're in the urination nation with all the headlines. Yeah, no,
okay, read that one more time.
Bank sacks top executive for urinating on plane passenger. I need the Jeopardy theme on this one.
Yeah, doo-doo. Boy, this is a tough one. True.
You're going with true. You don't look very...
Fake.
Well, that's the two options. Which one would you like to go? Or you could walk away.
Fake.
All right. Do we have an official lock-in at fake? All right. He's going with fake. Dateline, New Delhi. U.S. banking giant Wells Fargo on Friday sacked a top Indian executive now being pursued by police for allegedly urinating on a fellow passenger aboard an Air India flight. Shankar Mishra, who local media reports said was the vice president of the bank's India operations, was terminated after a 72-year-old woman wrote to Air India's management to complain about the incident. Statement from the organization saying, quote, Wells Fargo holds employees to the highest standards, apparently not, of professional and personal behavior, and we find these allegations deeply disturbing. This individual has been terminated from Wells Fargo. There's been a response from Mishra, who was reportedly drunk during the journey from New York to New Delhi in November of 2022. He's been on the run, but nonetheless, there's a statement released by his lawyers that has been reported to local media. Mishra said that he had already settled the matter by compensating the woman at the time of the incident. What kind of... I mean, what's that kind of... How does one do this without witnesses, first of all? This would be my first question. I mean, I don't want to get too graphic, but if this happened, how does one... Even if you're in first class, how does one urinate on somebody other than themselves, and there's not a lot of notice of this?
Why? My biggest problem, why would one urinate on someone else?
Well, that would, yes, but I mean.
I mean, I've been drunk on a plane before, and I didn't want to pee on anybody.
No, that's not something on my horizon. I don't have it on my bucket list. Oh, gee. Before I die, according to the attorneys, quote, the WhatsApp messages between the accused and the lady clearly show that the accused had gotten the clothes and bags cleaned on, November 28th, and the same were delivered on November 30th. This is the defense. He doesn't say he didn't do it. He just said they got him dry cleaned. I mean, all right, you went with fake news. The fact is...
That's a true story, right, Steve?
No!
That's such a true story.
I feel as though... Do we have, like, the funeral march or something? I feel as though... I feel a little bad because that makes it the first time on this Open Line Friday. In how many years have we been doing this?
At least two.
You realize what the
two
real...
Two plus.
You realize what the real takeaway is going to be this weekend in my home. You followed the order of the article that I gave you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever deviate. See, we won. I have to tell you, is what I feel bad. This is your first losing game. I feel bad, but I know Mrs. Regular Joe is going to be celebrating. She's going to take it as a victory that she got them right, that she bested it.
Well done, Mrs. Regular Joe.
I love her. I'm married to her, but I can't speak to the sportsmanship. She may be doing the Irish jig right now as we talk about this. You have been a worthy opponent, though. But look, I mean, you've won. You also hold the record for the only perfect game, which was 12-0. Today, you went 4-5. But that, wow, Shannon, he's very depressed. So now let's have a happy Friday show. Poor Steve, he's looking pretty rough over there. 888-737-1. I gave you the chance to walk away. I did give you the opportunity. I was worried. I could give you some of the bonus ones. just for the this doesn't count, but I just had, now I have to quickly ask, just because I wasn't going to use this one, not because my wife said stay in the right order, but I just thought, here, I'll read you a couple of the next headlines just to see how you would have done. Woman eats 38 lobsters to win eating contest.
True.
No, you'd have lost. That was fake. Groundbreaking animal mind reading study reveals, quote, nothing interesting, end quote.
Fake.
That one you had, right? And one more. The lights have been out at a Massachusetts school for over a year because no one can turn them off.
True.
Well, you would have gone 2-1 on that. But
so I would have been tight again.
Exactly. You still would have been in the same place. Well, there you go. You should still feel better about life. Sometimes in soccer, ties are big. They seem to be. There's a lot of ties in soccer. Maybe that's, you should have played soccer. I knew I'd get you going.
No, ever. The only, soccer, if kids want to play soccer, so be it. But I'd rather be eaten alive by Carpenter ants than watch soccer.
Well, I went to a professional soccer game this summer with my son, who does play soccer. So, and it was one of the worst lightning and thunderstorms. They kept clearing the stadium. All right, we have bigger and better things we have to cover on today's show. It is Open Line Friday. You can pick whatever topic you'd like when you dial 888-737-1737. Of course, we do this in honor of the greatest of all time, Rush Limbaugh, upon his tragic departure from this mortal plane. We picked up the mantle to continue the tradition of Open Line Fridays in honor of he who blazed the trails that we all enjoy right now in conservative talk radio. So that's our way of paying homage to him. You pick the topic. I will set the tone and the tempo. We do have a question of the day. I'm about to share the sound with you from a undercover sting operation from Project Veritas. There, they were speaking to Pfizer's Director of Research and Development, Jordan Tristan Walker. In it, many things were revealed. Again, some of it we won't be surprised because of how we've used logic and reason to try to understand what's really going on. But it's so important when you have somebody at this level of the organization confirming a lot of what we already suspected, and more so, revealing some things that should really give pause for thought, including the disclosure that they are either, and it's a little unclear from how he's saying it, it's in a bar setting, they're going back and forth, that they either have already begun gain-of-function research or are seeking to undertake gain. By the way, that's illegal, just for the record. At least it's illegal for the government to be funding any of it. Gain-of-function research on the COVID virus. Ostensibly, so they can do research and have the next best jab ready to save your life. But as becomes clear in the conversation, the cha-ching doesn't hurt too bad either. Remember, 9 new billionaires were minted specifically solely from all the money the governments around the world put into Pfizer and other companies over the COVID jabs. So here I give you the first cut. Jordan Tristan Walker, Director of Pfizer's Research and Development, speaking to the undercover reporter from Project Veritas about what's going on. Cut one.
When is Pfizer going to implement the mutation of all these viruses?
I don't know. It depends on how the experiments work out, because this is just like something we're dying, right?
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like there's... It's definitely not gain of function.
Sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. Directed evolution is very different.
Direct evolution?
Directed evolution.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, is that what it is?
Maybe. Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses. They recommend not. But you do, these selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks because, Jesus Christ.
So there you have it. I mean, first, you caught the little giggly thing. I mean, what an embarrassment, by the way. It's an adult male sitting in a bar giggling like a little schoolgirl.
It's directed evolution.
I mean, honestly, if I'm this guy, I don't want to go in public, not just because he blew the whistle without even trying. But, I mean, he looks like such a moron. But it's the battle of semantics. Well, it's not gain of function. It's directed evolution. And the reporter comes back and says, well, but that sounds like gain of function. He's like, no, it's not. This is Dr. Fauci 2.0. He goes up on Capitol. Well, no, Senator Paul, it's not gain of function. You're too stupid to know. Then they play the whole semantical game. No, it's just directed evolution. I mean, yes, it's all the principles and practices of gain of function. We're purposefully mutating this. What we were told was this terribly dangerous virus, but they're going to do this, and they're doing it on our shores. So the question of the day is, what should be done with Pfizer in any of these companies that are involved? We worry about the Wuhan labs. Well, look what we have going on in our own backyard. One more quick bite before the break from Jordan Tristan Walker, Director of R&D, Research and Development. Cut two. Well, what are you telling the public?
Okay, so Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No. That's why it was a thought that came up at a meeting, and we were like, why do we not? It was like, we're going to consider that. There'll be more discussions.
Okay.
That exact reaction, right? We're like, wait a minute. Like, people won't like that.
He says, oh, people won't like that. Gee, I wonder why. In this day and age where we learn more and more about the cabal that is so much of our federal government, shifting money, washing, laundering money through major corporations like Pfizer, all for one simple goal, subjugating you and me.
The Regular Joe Show.